And I think that, again, we need to think through in our own worship, in our own communication approaches, how do we make the invisible visible for those who come and visit? How can we help them encounter the gospel, the story, and the greatness and goodness of God? So in our communication, you know, we're not linear, we're much more of mosaic, and we're much more mystical. There's place for conversations, there's place for questions, there's place for mystery. We don't offer easy solutions to complex questions. We even allow ourselves the opportunity to say, I don't know. That may be one of the most credible things you can say to a Gen Xer, to a Gen X seeker, when they ask you a question and you say, you know what? I don't have an answer for that. Because they're really not looking for the answer. They're looking to see if you're going to be honest. And if you're honest, they'll trust you to walk with them as they look at these different issues with you. A third byproduct of the evolution is seeing the church move from a classroom emphasis to more of a family room emphasis. Again, I think the church has been designed to be a place where information is imparted. And the churches have been designed along the modern idea. You know, where you've got the communicator and the communicator imparts the information, and our churches are like auditoriums or classrooms. But I think more and more churches need to think of themselves as family rooms. And in the family room, the emphasis isn't on information. The emphasis is on relationship. And I can see this, and you probably do too, if you interact with a Gen Xer. You know, a boomer or those who are older might ask as they come to a church service, who's speaking and what's the topic, right? But a Gen Xer will ask, who's going to be there and do you want me there? They're more interested in the relational aspects of the church. And so church needs to be a place where when they come in, the emphasis isn't on how good was the sermon, but the emphasis needs to be on how welcoming were we? How embracing were we? Did we allow opportunities for dialogue, or was it just a monologue? Was there opportunity for participation, or did they just feel like spectators? Relationship is the highest of values for this next generation. And if you do nothing other than increase your relational quotient within your ministries, you'll be that much closer to being effective in ministering to Gen Xers. Another shift that we see, a byproduct of evolution, is a move from top-down leadership to something I call from among the people leadership. A shift from top-down leadership to a move to...